podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Hello and welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is Chris, your host, and whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in today. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, let's go for a run. Hello, 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 my little sweethearts of sweatiness, and welcome to the 42nd episode of the Run, Run, Live podcast. And I guess by now you know it's me, Chris, your affable and gregarious host. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. And all of you who are not new, welcome back. Glad to have you again. Hope you're enjoying it. What we specialize in here is we wrap some running stuff around a wicked interesting, that's what we say in the local vernacular here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It means very interesting in this context. So a wicked interesting 20-minute featured interview. And the whole shebang ends up being around 40 minutes because that's typically how long it takes me to work out. So I figured not everybody has an hour to spend listening to a podcast, so I try to clip it at 40 minutes. Hey! I don't get any emails from you guys, so, you know, I'm getting lonely. I mean, here I am, scribbling away in my lonely garret, unpaid, lonely. I need some affirmation, so shoot me an email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. No spaces, no dashes, no hyphens, no hash marks, no slashes, nothing like that. Help an old guy out, warm an old guy's heart. Reach out to me, let me know you're out there. So anyhow, there's a lot going on as we head into the Thanksgiving weekend here, the Thanksgiving break in the States. And I'm pleased as punch to be speaking with Peter Shankman today. He's a noted internet entrepreneur and also a dedicated marathoner and triathlete. And I think you're really going to enjoy listening to this conversation I have with Peter. He's a great guy. And I think you're also getting my point now, getting my drift about that fact that most successful people in the world are also committed amateur athletes, at least the ones I want to hang around with. So Peter's great. I'm sure you'll enjoy it and learn some new things. I sure did. Congratulations, everyone who's finishing up their fall racing seasons. So whether you ran a 60-minute 5K or a 210 marathon, we're all part of the same wacky tribe here. My friend Mark ran Philly this past Sunday. I don't know how he did yet, but I'm sure he did great because he's a stud. And our mutual friend, Abel Chero, from episode 26 about green running, he ran the New York City Marathon. And guess what he ran in? Wait for it. Here it comes. 3:06:53. That's smoking. And he tells me he'll be joining us at the starting line in Hopkinton, Massachusetts on Patriots Day with that time. So, Abel, if you're listening, that puts you about the third corral at the Boston Marathon, which is a great place to be. And, of course, I'll be four or five corrals behind you. But that's another story. So, anyhow, thanks to also to Sean, my friend Sean from Trilogy Running, for pointing out that if I really wanted to watch the first season of Entourage, all I had to do was look for it online and stop being a dummy. And indeed, he was right. And I have been enjoying catching up on the first season of Entourage at a place called WatchTVSitcoms.com. So, you see, the problem is, when I was a boy, we didn't have computers and the internet and podcasts. All we had was rocks, and we used to bang the rocks together to make podcasts, you know? So, that's... yeah, it was just rocks. We threw them for an IM, right? the peanut gallery. Hey, so I've been spending a bunch of time last couple of weeks on the treadmill and down the track pounding out some speed work, some 800s and some 400s, in an attempt to maybe cajole some speed out of my old body. And we'll see Thursday morning when we line up for the Air Fire Department 5K whether I've been successful or not. I think I've got a strategy, though. I'm going to go out too fast. I'm going to hang with the leaders, like second or third place. long enough to get my picture in the local newspaper, and then I'm going to keel over and die and see if I can survive to recover to the finish. Because, you know, I can run that first, you know, 5:30 or 6-minute mile. I can do that. Can't run two of them, but I can run one. Hey, I've been doing it for years. Hasn't let me down yet. So, all right, folks, on with the show.
So.
Yes.
Before you eat those nachos, tell me, how was your run today?
It was very fun. I liked it.
Enunciate.
It was very fun, and I liked it.
And tell me, what was the characteristic of your run today?
It was really, really rainy, and it was fun because as I got into the end of my run, it started raining harder.
Did you wear any flotation devices?
No. I probably should have, but...
Are you smart enough to come in out of the rain?
No.
Why are you running in the rain?
Because I like running in the rain. It's fun.
Wasn't it cold?
Yeah.
What'd you wear?
Under Armour and then the waterproof aqua thingy that's supposed to be used in...
Oh, do you wear water wings?
Suit? No.
No?
And then tights and shorts.
Did you go with your friend?
No. She can come. Her mom wasn't home.
She could have run up here. It's only a mile. Mile and a half.
She doesn't like running.
So did you go over across the street, your normal loop?
Yeah.
So what's that, about 5K?
Yes,
so we
around
run,
there.
We run in Thursday morning?
Yeah.
You want to go early?
No.
You go over early and do the course a couple times beforehand? Just to warm up?
No, no. That is not a warm-up. That's a workout.
No, it's only 5K.
There's no such thing as a warm-up for me.
So, all right. So you happy with your conditioning right now?
Yes.
Do you have abs of steel?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
And now for our featured interview.
All right, we're back. You with me, Peter?
I am indeed.
All right, you got the Bluetooth on, right?
I do. Is it okay?
Yeah, because you're in New York, right?
Well, I'm in Jersey now, but I'm driving through Jersey, but same thing, yeah.
Yeah, because I know in New York they are pretty militant about arresting people talking on their cell phones in cars.
I think anywhere you go now, you're pretty much, even L.A. passed the law, so it's pretty much a given.
Well, the two other places I've spent a lot of time is Massachusetts and Atlanta, and they still allow you to drive like a lunatic with a cell phone and on your ear in both those places. So
the cell phone, the BlackBerry while drinking your coffee, I know.
Exactly, putting on the lipstick, checking your hair. You got to pay attention. So anyhow, I hooked into you through, I was actually listening to another podcast. I was listening to that 10 Golden Rules podcast. I listen to a lot of the internet marketing podcasts and the internet PR podcasts because it's just fascinating. It's a fascinating new developing space. That's really why I got into podcasting, was from that side, not necessarily from the running side, right? Running's just what I know how to do, so that's what I'm podcasting about. So I get your name there from that podcast. And I heard you say, oh, yeah, I only do that when I'm marathon training. So I said, oh, here's an internet marketing guy who's a marathoner, so I'll give him a call, and I'll set him up for an interview.
Awesome.
So you're in New York City, right?
I am indeed, yeah.
And you've run the New York City Marathon?
I have. I've run it three times.
Three times. Awesome.
There's really nothing like New York, you know, no matter what. I run marathons all around the country and, you know, in different, even in other countries, and there's just nothing like the energy from the New York City Marathon. There's just nothing like it.
Exactly. So, you know, I should back up a little bit and let you tell us who you are and what you do, because you're one of those amazing internet entrepreneur guys. And actually, you're the guy they're always talking about when they say, hey, there goes so-and-so who made a bazillion dollars off his website. You know, that old Hollywood cliche, you're the guy.
Fingers crossed, I'll take it.
Yeah, so give us the 20 words or less.
Yeah, the basic background is I get bored very easily. I currently run a company called Harrow, or Help a Reporter Out, which allows journalists to connect with sources when they're on deadline. So three times a day, it's very simple, it's helpareporter.com. And you sign up and for free, and three times a day I send you an email. And the email has anywhere from 30 to 40 queries from reporters. And these are reporters all over the world, major publications to blogs to everything in between, looking for sources. And you simply read the index, and if something applies to you, if you're knowledgeable about something, simply reply, and reply to the journalist directly, and you'll get quoted, and the journalist is happy, and you're happy, and get a little exposure for yourself, and everyone wins. And I sort of came up with an idea a little under a year ago, and it was just one of those things that, you know, this might be successful, and we're honing in on 50,000 members now, so I guess I was right.
Yeah, and you've definitely taken advantage of that, you know, everybody knows somebody paradigm, because I'll tell you my success story in a minute, which it just amazed me what you were able to do. But you got into this because you did something else with an airline seat matching website or something is where you started?
Yeah, actually, I started my career in the mid-90s as one of the founders of the AOL newsroom. I was one of the first editors at AOL helping to build the newsroom. And after AOL, I was consulting. I was back in New York, and I started my first PR firm that catered to the internet sort of economy, the dot-com boom. And did that, and had a blast doing that, working with you know, tons of different .coms, and everyone was moving a million miles an hour. And of course, you know, we know how that ended, and I actually wound up selling that agency, stayed consulting, and was always flying somewhere, and always sitting next to the person who, for whatever reason, you know, just was not the best seatmate in the world for multiple reasons. I think we've all been there, you know.
Yeah, I've been traveling for 20 years. I know exactly what you're talking about, and all the strategies you go through to try to avoid that.
Oh, yeah, everything. And it just sort of occurred to me that we had control over everything we did on the plane except who we sat next to. And I said, there's got to be a better way to do this. So I actually built a website based on social networking or dating or, you know, business networking that would let you actually choose your seatmate. Fill out a profile, and, you know, if enough people did it, you'd find matches on your flight, and you change your seat. And it was one of those things people were I guess it could work, you know. And I built that up to a ton of members. It actually wound up being acquired a couple of years ago by a bunch of travel execs. I really wanted to grow with it, but yeah, just sort of, you know, I've always had those sort of random, hey, let's see what happens if I do this type of ideas. And you know, I think some of it is skill, but a lot of it is luck, and I've been very fortunate.
So what's the intersection between your you know, your marathoning and your entrepreneurialism? Do you think they build on each other?
There's no question about it. I mean, I think most entrepreneurs, you know, that we have a lot of, I think every entrepreneur shares very, very similar characteristics. There are a handful of characteristics we all share, including we probably all have very addictive personalities. We're all more than likely ADD or ADHD.
as evidenced by the pile of half-done projects I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And, you know, I think that we have all these characteristics, and the smart ones, we find healthy outlets to maintain them or to, you know, I joke that I'm what happens when you make ADHD work for you.
Right.
You know, I don't want to take the meds, so I find things to do that give me that same sort of clarity or focus, whatever the medication would. For me, one of them is running. The other one's skydiving.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I was, you know, after I ran my ultra this year, I was saying, okay, what other crazy stuff can I do? And then skydiving came to mind. I've never done that.
You know, I'll tell you, running is, I think for me, it's harder almost than skydiving. It's one of those things, you know, anyone can fall out of a plane, and you have gravity on your side. Gravity tends to hinder you a little bit when you're at miles, you know, 23. The irony for me right now is I'm actually currently injured. I'm recovering from basically, I destroyed myself a couple years ago, really overtrained. I accomplished my goal. I wanted to run a sub-4 New York, and I did. My ankle was paid right. So I'm in physical therapy right now, and I'm not allowed to run, and it's killing me. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you forget the physical aspect of it. There's something mental. There's something totally mental about running. Being denied that is a very, very painful process.
Yeah, and you totally miss it. It's like having a friend die. You go through the denial and the depression and the whole cycle.
You really do. That's probably one of the best ways I've heard it described. No question about it.
Yeah, because I've been through that ankle thing, too. And that one, you know, that stays with you for a while. You'll be able to start running. It'll still hurt for a while, but...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. My physical therapist and my, you know, I have a trainer who I work with. Everyone's saying, that you know, early spring, early, late winter, early spring, you can get back into it. I'm like, okay, so do you mean now? They're like, no, we mean late winter, early spring, you know?
So So I got a couple of website ideas for you here. These are my million-dollar ideas that I thought up on my during my speed work last night.
Okay.
So here's the first one. You know how we all have like 500 pairs of old shoes?
Yeah.
We should do that old shoe dating service on the on a website, because I've cultivated my own network to give my old shoes to, like my sister's kids and all this stuff. So I have enough demand to keep up with my old shoes, so I don't have to throw them in the landfill. We should have like a dating service, you know, of people who are looking for old running shoes and people who have them.
Start following Zappos on Twitter and suggest the idea to him. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. The other one that I was thinking along the lines of your help a reporter out, you should do help a marathoner out online, because after you do about, you know, 5 or 6 marathons, your family stops coming with you. They get bored with the idea. And so you end up going someplace all by yourself with no support. And you could have like a rental family to support you in some strange city. Right?
That's really funny. That would be a lot of fun. You know, hey, I'll be in whatever, running the marathon. I'd love it if you came out. People show up, they meet you beforehand. Hey, you know, they meet you at various miles. That'd be really fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I need a mom and dad to you know, show up at mile 18 in the San Antonio Marathon with a bottle of Gatorade for me and cheer a little bit.
It's funny because, you know, I've often thought that there needs to be a cheering section for people who are on a running team but aren't the fast. You know, every running team has their fast guys, and then the guys who always get put on the fun team when they do relays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and the fun team, we all know what that's euphemism for, and that's fine. You know, I'm okay with that. Look, I'm a 6 foot tall guy who is not, you know, thin. I pretty much accepted that I will be on the fun team, you know, and that's cool. But there should definitely be like we should have our own cheering section, you know, because everyone cheers for the fast guys, and then a couple of them stick around, you know, for us to be fun. But yeah, definitely, that'd be. I like that idea. Maybe it could be more than just rent a family. It could be rent a cheering section for anything from a 5K to a marathon. I love it.
Yeah, we could do make it advertising funded, and you know, you'd have people showing up, the retirees showing up to cheer you on. That's great.
I love it. They could be wearing shirts or something that we got sponsors for. Great idea.
So I'll tell you my help a reporter online success story.
Sure.
You can add this to your success story pile. So you know, I've been receiving your alerts, right? Reading
yep.
through them, and I'm saying, okay, this is pretty cool. And it's very simple. It's a text email message with basically a list of things that says, this reporter's looking for something, somebody who knows something about this. You know, I'm writing a book. I need to find women who are overweight, you know, or something, right? Although
yep.
that would probably get you too many responses. So I said, okay, I've been trying to find somebody at a treadmill company to talk to, because it's treadmill buying season, and
right.
you know, I want to find somebody who can tell me what you're supposed to look for in buying a treadmill. And I've been trying to, you know, I'm pretty good at cold calling into places, but I haven't been able to crack into any treadmill companies. So I go, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll send a query to Peter's service and see if anybody gets back to me. I did that Sunday night late, and you sent it out either, I think, first thing Monday morning. And I got 5 treadmill companies. Their PR people called or emailed me within like 3 hours.
That's awesome.
And these are the major treadmill companies and some of the resellers. And just some guy who sold his treadmill company, you know, like the total expert. So I'm lining them up. I'm going to do a treadmill-a-palooza and talk to all these guys. So I'll tell you, that was amazingly effective.
That's so cool to hear. I mean, I hear those stories all the time. It makes me so happy. It's just, you know, it's nice to see really the karma, you know, the good karma aspect of what I've built. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, a schmuck like me with, you know, I got a couple hundred people that maybe are listening to this podcast, I would never be able to access those PR people. They would never return my phone call, right?
Well, I think it's not so much they wouldn't return your phone call, but I think it's more that it's hard to find the right people.
Right.
The right.
Exactly. How would I find the PR person who is the, you know, has the contract for this treadmill company? You know, it would be really hard to find. And, you know, I found them, right? They found me.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. You know, and again, you talk about the long tail and internet marketing where, okay, how do I find that small percentage of people who are actually my target market? You know, the couple hundred people who may be listening to us are the target market for somebody, right?
Right.
that they want to get to. They don't necessarily want to broadcast to 50,000 other people to get to that target market of 200 people. So I think it's really cool.
No question about it. Thank you. I mean, like I said, the fact that more and more people sign up every day tells me that, you know, hey, maybe I'm onto something here. So it's nice. It's nice to see.
Yeah, we're actively what they call disintermediating the PR industry.
I've heard more than one person say that you know, it is kind of changing the game a little bit. And you know, I tell you, there's a service out there that pays, a paid service that's like mine, but you know, mine's free for anyone to use. And there's another service out there that's paid. And everyone said, you know, well, how come you're having such an effect on people that the paid service has been out there 15 years? What are you doing differently? I said, well, not charging. Because you're not, you might be brilliant about running, you know, but that's not your full-time job, and there's no real cost benefit for you to spend a couple thousand bucks a year to get the potential media that might help you out, you know, and get you famous about running when it doesn't do anything for your company. But if it's free, sure, why wouldn't you look at it? Take 10
right.
seconds.
Right, exactly. And at the end of the day, it may be more effective, right? Because
yeah.
It hasn't gone through that filter. So.
So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fun. I'm having a good time with it, definitely.
So what are you going to do once you get healthy? What's your plans?
Well, the goal really is to come back, you know, get healthy, do it right, you know, start training again slowly and build up my base, build up my mouth, drop some weight. Of course, that's like always my goal. I could weigh 14 pounds and I want to weigh 8 pounds. But I think the goal for 09 is New York again. I'd like to beat my PR in New York. I'm definitely going to do the New York City Triathlon again and maybe my first half Ironman. We'll see. Let's see how I recover.
Can you swim with the ankle?
Yeah, well, I can't swim currently. The only thing I really am allowed to do is bike.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. Yeah, because when you kick, that kind of
right. Yeah. When I wrecked my ankle, I found I couldn't swim at all because you have to flex. You have to whip the foot to swim.
Doctors, the sports guy, the physical therapist, said, you know, you could try like, you know, water aerobics. And I looked at him. Literally, he thought I was going to kill him.
Yeah, you and all the 60-year-old women in the pool, right?
Exactly. Oh my God, can I wear a bathing suit with like a little skirt around it too? Because those are the best. Yeah.
So what's the New York State Triathlon?
The New York City Triathlon is it's an Olympic, I guess. Yeah, it's an Olympic. It's you swim the Hudson, bike up the West Side Highway over the Henry Hudson Bridge. And then you come back, and then you run through Central Park. It's a nice ride. It's a nice race. I've been doing it for a while now, but I'm already entered. It sells out in like, I think, you know, last year it sold out in like a day. It's really fun. It's a fun race to do because it's, again, that energy of New York. It's a nice run up to the marathon. It happens in July. It's a good, you know, good mid-time race. And it's fun. It's an easy race.
You get a current
with us, and so it's phenomenal. I mean, literally, it's the fastest swim time you'll ever have in your life.
Where are you swimming in the...
Swimming from 99th Street to about 79th Street in the Hudson.
In the Hudson.
It's a lot cleaner than you'd imagine.
Okay. So you're not pushing, like, floating dead bodies out of the way?
Yeah, last year they had a little bit. This past year they had a little bit of a problem with jellyfish. But other than that...
Do you guys get a crowd for that?
Oh, God, it sells out every year. Yeah, they sold out 6,000 spots last year. I think they're opening up 7,500 this year, and I think they sold that out, too.
Oh, wow. All right. So it's not that small.
No, it's pretty. It's huge. Every year, it seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
That's good. Triathlons seem to be getting bigger just in general. They seem to be the popular sport these days.
Yeah, very much so.
On your 4-hour marathon, what was your time?
3:58:03.
Oh, that's pretty good. You didn't cut it too close.
Want to break 4? I broke 4.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to run a 3:40, 3:45. You got a lot of work ahead of me if I'm going to do that. Is it doable? You know, I'm 36. I think it's doable. You got a lot of work ahead of me, though.
Yeah, I had my best year at 40. So you get better. All those miles are accumulate. They accumulate. They make you stronger over the years if you can stay healthy.
I'll take that.
Yep. So.
Yeah, really, just a question of healing and you know, coming back into it. I do miss it. I see how people, you know, have to stop one reason or another. You know, it just changes. It really, really changes you. It's weird. I never expected it to be that strong of a, you know, bummer, I guess.
Yeah, you actually, it's, like I said, it's just like losing somebody. You go through the whole cycle. And once you know that you're going to go through the whole cycle, it doesn't hurt as much. It still hurts. But, and you have to replace that activity with some other activity so it doesn't, you know, so you, so you don't focus on it. So if you can find some other cross training or something else you can do, that helps a lot.
Yeah, I started lifting, so that's helping, and that'll help work my core, which, you know, should help when I do get back into it. So.
Yep. So what's next for you? What's the big plan?
Good question. Right now, I'm driving down to speak at a conference. I'm doing a lot of public speaking. You know, Harrow has really sort of raised my profile. So I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. I'm just going to keep having a good time as far as I can, I guess.
What do you think the big trends are in this whole social media space and all this great stuff that's going on?
My whole take has always been that social media doesn't really exist.
Okay.
You know, all it is really the ability to screw up to a much larger amount of people a lot faster.
Okay, how so?
You know, you used to do something bad at a party 20 years ago. You know, you had, on a Friday night, you had all weekend to call the people and make it up to them before it got back to the office Monday morning.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's somebody with a flip cam, and
yeah,
it's on YouTube within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, you have to understand how to network and how to relate to people as a person before you start using the tools. Just because you have access to the tools doesn't mean you should know how, doesn't mean you know how to use them or should be allowed to use them, really.
Yeah. So it's essentially you're you know, whether you like it or not, everything you do is now personal brand, building or destroying.
No question about it, and everything is captioned on tape, and everything is on video, and everything's a picture. You know, there's no concept of privacy is gone, or it's not gone, but it's definitely shifted in what we used to perceive it as. So yeah, that's an entirely new world.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, when I listen to some of these podcasts, and these people are pouring their heart out, and then the interesting thing is when they actually meet the people they've been pouring their heart out to, it's always sort of a jarring reality to them, you know?
Very much so, yeah.
Like, oh, I thought I was just talking out into the ether, but there's actual people on the other side of that.
No question about it.
So, all right, man, I'll let you go. Get on with your drive down to Jersey.
This was a blast. I'd gladly do it again.
All right. Well, you know, if you take another 40 minutes off your time, you can come up to Boston and run a real marathon with me.
Sure, yeah, I'll be right on. Yeah. Okay. God, you're one of those Boston qualifiers who then turned into a douche about it.
No, just the people from New York. It's that Boston. It's that Boston, New York thing, right?
I hear you. I meant to be you. I'm sort of I'm schizophrenic in that regard.
Oh, so you know exactly what I'm talking about.
No question.
Yeah, Boston has sort of that second city inferiority complex with New York. It's sort of like how Canada acts around the U.S. at cocktail parties, you know?
I love it. That's very funny.
All right, man. Thanks.
No worries. Stay in touch.
See you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Here's today's quick tips.
All right there, Mr. Wizard. Hey, Buddy Boo. Yeah, you're not swimming today, are you? I'm down by the Boy Scout Bridge here with Buddy the Wonder Dog out doing a 12. I'm about, I don't know, 3 miles in, maybe four. Hard running. It's about 20 degrees, about a 15, 20, 25 mile an hour wind. The the weather guys always say that you subtract the wind chill. So you say, well, if it's 20 degrees and there's a 20 mile an hour wind, then it feels like it's zero with the wind chill. I don't know. I never really understood that math or appreciate it, because I've run when it's zero out, and it's a different sensation than this one. But certainly the wind beats you down a little bit. So I got some wind tips for you. Why does the wind make you cold, right? You ever wonder about that? Remember your high school science? Huh? You smarter than a fifth grader? Because water comes in three states, right? You can hear the dog sloshing through one of the states. Oh, he tried to mount the bridge and fell back in the water. You're an idiot. Why are you going in the water? It's 20 degrees up. You're going to have ice in your fur. And so that's one state, water. There's the solid state, which is ice, and the gaseous state, which is steam. And how do you get from water to steam? What do you have to do to the water? That's right, you have to boil it. What's that? That's adding energy. So when the water goes from its liquid state to its gaseous state, which is steam, it takes a bunch of energy. It actually absorbs a bunch of energy, a ton of energy on the chemical scale. It's actually 500 kilocalories per mole. And yeah, Mr. Wizard, it's ton. So that's why you get cold, because when you're sweating, it's doing the same thing. And that's why sweating is so efficient in humans, is because of the amount of energy that transfers when that water evaporates off your skin. So there you go. But anyhow, I'll give you three wind tips. Wind tips. That sounds like it should be something. Hopefully the wind isn't obscuring my audio here. So anyhow, first one is when you're running on a course in a race, typically you're on a pretty wide road, and the wind's going to be different. He's barking at me. I don't know why. The wind's going to be different in different parts of the road. So try running on the side. Sometimes if there's a little barrier, you can find a little pocket that doesn't have wind in it. And sometimes the middle of the road doesn't have wind in it. The other thing, if you're in a race, in marathons, it's perfectly okay to draft. You know, and I'll do a whole thing on drafting because I have all kinds of drafting techniques. And the final one is, you know, if you're using your Vaseline or your Aquaphor, I use Aquaphor. He wants to go. That's why he's freezing. He wants to keep running. We just flushed a big whitetail up the trail, big one. It was beautiful. That's a deer for you guys who don't know. And so if you put a little, take a little of that Vaseline or that Aquaphor and just rub it on your cheeks. It'll keep you from getting that wind burn. And you can rub it all over your face if you want and other places as well. It makes good insulator for your skin. So there you go, man. This is Chris. Over and out.
Okay, folks, that's it. Episode 42 in the can. So, coming up, as you just heard in the interview, I've got a number of treadmill experts to interview over the next couple weeks, and I've already talked with one guy today, and I'm doing another tomorrow, and I've got at least three, maybe four scheduled. So everything you ever or never wanted to know about treadmills, it's going to be here on Run, Run, Live, and I'm calling it the Treadmillapalooza. So I'm learning a lot because I don't know that much about treadmills. I just run on them. I'll probably truncate these shows. I got to figure out how to fit them in, you know, maybe put two interviews together or something per episode. I'll figure it out. I'll play with it. I'll see how it goes. I don't want you guys to get burned out or get in a rut on this stuff. So I'm also working on, thinking about working on, almost ready to be working on the e-book follow-up to my first book of running stories. The first book, you may remember, was The Mid-Packer's Lament. It's the M-I-D hyphen Packers with an apostrophe. I put enough punctuation in this so you'd never be able to find it with the search engine in Amazon.com. because I'd hate to have to actually sell any. So it's available on Amazon. Or you can shoot me an email. I can send you a signed copy with something pithy in it for that special runner someone's holiday wish list. And hey, if they're one of those hard-to-buy-for people, I'll bet they don't have a copy of The Mid-Packer's Lament. Because judging by the sales numbers, I'm pretty sure only my mom is buying copies. So anyways, I'm going to put out the next bunch of unpublished stories I have into an ebook and have it available on my website. And I'm thinking of titling it The Midpacker's Guide to the Galaxy, as suggested by a worthy listener. So stay tuned. I have to figure out how to set up the store to do that on my website. So my website's having some stress, some growing pains. I think it's a load of all these podcast downloads. I had to upgrade my bandwidth again. And I'm going to have to come to live with one of you when my wife sees the hosting bill here. So if any of you guys are .NET Nuke experts, drop me a line. I could use some help. I don't know about you all, but I'm very thankful for all the gifts I've been given. And I wanted to thank you for listening. I'm still having fun making it. And we're still in this together. So let me know if you'd like to see something on or off the show. And next up for me is this little 5K in air. And if you're around, come over to the Squanicook River Runners table and say hi. I'm that big, hairy guy with a goofy smile. And after that, I'll be running a club-only invitational event called the Mill Cities Relay in the runs along the Merrimack River from Nashville, New Hampshire, to Lawrence, Massachusetts. So it runs right up the whole length of the Merrimack River. So that's a great race, club race. And I got a lot of travel coming up over the next couple of weeks in December, so I may be off my schedule on the podcast, but I may also be beaming in some interesting stuff from some interesting venues out and about. So far as I know, I'm going to be in San Francisco and the Valley next week, Lexington, Kentucky, New Jersey, the week of week of the 15th is, and I may even get out to Vevey, Switzerland by the end of the year. So if any of those places sound familiar, drop me a note and we'll hook up for a run while I'm passing through. Love to see you. Then in the new year, I'll be starting my annual run up to Boston, and I'd love to meet some of you folks out there. Usually I run a bunch of the local you know, 20-milers like the Derry 16-miler and the Martha's Vineyard 20-miler and all that stuff, so. And the 30Ks. I'll try to post my schedule over the weekend. I'll have some more time to do that. So, the music today is called Give Thanks. See how apropos that is? See how I weave it all together there? By a reggae band called JoJo. And I like this tune. I like it a lot. It's pretty cool. So we'll see you out there, my friends. And have a great weekend if I don't talk to you.
Hey, yo! Bye-bye-bye-bye! Hey, yo! Bye-bye! Oh, yo! Thank you for everything, everything.
Please, child.
For the bright of life, sunshine in the morning.
Forgiveness, I feel begging. See, I'm thankful for the life that I'm living, and I'm divine.
devoted to the game. See the time that I'm giving. It's amazing to see just what I was given. And to know that I ain't stopping till I got me a million to feed my wife and my children. Life's a roller coaster, right? And we on it. And you gotta stay strong. See, the Lord is my tonic. He helped me to keep rising to the top. Yeah, I'm rising to the top with my head up. Me, I stay grinding nonstop. Wanna get to the top of this. And my retirement will be me in a sarcophagus under the sand. Yeah, but till then, I give praise to the man. Ask him to guide me through a situation that I can't understand. Yeah, I'm young, but I'm telling you that I got a plan. Going sky high like a plane, but I'm never gonna land. I know it's hard, but I'm taking a chance. I might slip, but I won't fall. Jedi really holding a stance.
Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show, or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.